Good afternoon. It is Dan, and this is technically not a Little Saigon report. This is another one of my series because I figured I'm on a roll on this, and I'll do as many as I can, which means, who knows, I may get a few done. I listed out some of these stories, and there's about 20 right now, and if I get some of my brothers and sisters to help to jog a memory or two, there might be more. Friend or two. I got a friend from long ago. There's some stories about us going fishing at the pond we could talk about. But this next story has to do with Lenny Wilkins' basketball camp. Now, you may not know who Lenny Wilkins was. Lenny Wilkins was the coach of the Sonics, the Supersonics, the basketball team we no longer have in Seattle. Sonics are not here. They're gone, like so many other things, like the orca whales, like the salmon. You know, not what they used to be. But yeah, the Supersonics are gone, but Lenny Wilkins was coach. And I think the year was 1980. And I say this because it was one of the last years that my dad's personal economics, his business, his world, kind of still worked. It was the same year we went to Hawaii for Christmas. I think it was that year. I think it was the same year. So I think it was the summer of 1980. I could be wrong, it could have been 79, but it seems like 1980. And my brother and I had to go to Lenny Wilkins' basketball camp. Now let me tell you something. Lenny Wilkins' basketball camp was probably really expensive. So when you hear this whole story, it's going to be one of those, this is a story for parents. Like, I'm going to give you some advice, and I hope you learn something from the story because it's kind of important. As a 10-year-old kid in the summer of 1980, I was getting really excited about these things called computers. And computers were getting smaller, so small that, you know, kids I knew, including I think a cousin of mine, had one, a Radio Shack TRS-80, you know, the old black and white, you know, with the complete molded console form factor. Looked so space age, looked so high tech. Had a floppy drive, maybe it had a cassette drive. I know I did have one or two computers when I was a teenager, and I had one with a cassette drive, but this story is important. So in the summer of 2010, I wanted to go to computer camp. Now, computer camp was local because there's going to be one. There was one actually, I think there was a company that was getting ready, starting to sell the IBM computers that ran DOS. Yeah. So there was a company doing that and doing computer camp. I really wanted to do that, but no, I had to go to Lenny Wilkins' basketball camp. Computer camp would have been cheaper. Actually, computer camp plus the price of a computer would still have probably been cheaper, or at least not that different from sending me to Lenny Wilkins' basketball camp. Now, maybe it would have been a little bit more expensive, but truthfully, the numbers would have been closer. The outcomes would have been far better. I think because of this experience, it took me, another 20 years to get into software and computers and whatnot and programming. But yeah, in the summer of 1980, I wanted to go to computer camp, but my dad insisted that I and my brother go to Lenny Wilkins' basketball camp. And it was, of all my humiliating experiences, and when you're young, listen, it's almost like part of being young is to have a humiliating experience, but of all my miserable, terrible, completely not helpful, humiliating experiences, that was one of the worst. I got picked on a lot. I really wasn't that coordinated. I wasn't any good. And there were all these kids from like Mercer Island and fancy places. I'm from Vashon Island. My dad's an engineer at Boeing. What does your dad do? He's a logger. Oh, ha ha ha. Yeah. Guess what? Stuck up Washington, Seattle kids, not a new thing. Been around for a long time, at least since I was a kid. But Lenny Wilkins' basketball camp was humiliating. And I remember I went into the office. I left early. I went into the office because I was bawling. I'm not going to lie to you. The kids were so mean, they made me cry. I'm not going to lie about that. It was fucking humiliating as fuck. They were bullies on the court. They would push you around. A lot of these kids were taller than me. I think they were older than me. They had no clue why I was there. Okay? I had no business being there. I probably had business being in front of a computer, but then again, you know, life is mysterious. God's got a sense of humor. And so yeah, it was terrible. And so I go to the office to meet with Lenny Wilkens. He's right there. And he's trying to say, well, what's wrong? It's like, listen, I'm not having a good time here. I'm not able to like make friends. He said, well, sometimes you just gotta. He gave me the speech that, you have to think. He was probably drunk. Maybe he wasn't drunk. I don't know. But he gave me the speech you have to give. Just stick it out, man. Maybe you'll enjoy this basketball camp experience, this Lenny Wilkens basketball camp experience. And no, I did not. And I don't think my brother did either. But here's the thing, it didn't really matter. My dad, God bless him, I love him, he's in heaven, and I forgive him. But he had fears like so many dads have. Dads have fears that they'll sometimes pass on to their kids. And I think one of my dad's fears was is that we wouldn't become super successful because he grew up during the Great Depression, and it seemed like you had to be super successful to be safe. You had to have a lot of money. I think my dad thought going to college meant instantaneously you're going to be rich because when he grew up, listen, ordinary people went to work, and that's not necessarily bad, but they didn't go to college. So yeah, Lenny Wilkens basketball camp, and it was terrible. You might have been there. You might have remember the redheaded kid who was crying because everybody was making fun of him, and he couldn't play basketball, he couldn't dribble, he couldn't shoot, and he probably did want to be programming computers. But yeah, life doesn't always turn out right. It really, really doesn't. And parents make mistakes, you know? Parents, as much as parents might love their kids, they make mistakes. I'm not a parent, but I clearly think that parents can make mistakes. So yes, I was in the office in front of Lenny Wilkens, and he gives me his spiel. I'm crestfallen, staring at the floor, kind of sobbing a little still. And he's saying, "Why don't you just, suck it up, kind of, and it's all like this and blah blah blah." Well, I wouldn't have any of it. To me, it just seemed like bullshit. There were a lot of bullies. There was a lot of basketball. I just had no interest in playing basketball. And it was more like a dream of my dad, for him to think either one of us. I mean, come on. We're Irish. We're male. We're Irish. Okay. If we're really lucky genetically, maybe. But we were not lucky genetically in that sense. Neither one of us, George, neither George, my brother, nor myself. Neither one of us was ever in danger of becoming a basketball player, ever. Even when we were kids, you had to be insane to say, well, that Dan guy, I hope they send him to Lenny Wilkens basketball camp because he's a little pudgy and he's kind of like awkward and he doesn't really dribble, but he might one day be a great basketball player. That's not reality. But that's the thing. Moms and dads can run the risk of projecting their dreams or their desires or their fears onto their kids. It happens. Yes, I eventually got into computers. That's a whole terrible story by itself. I don't like going into, but that took a long time. And I think part of the reason why it did is because of this experience. It's like one of the lessons I learned early. And if you're in an upside down reality, requesting something or wanting or having desire for something can be the worst thing. Better to hide it. Hide your desires. It's dysfunctional, but it's one of those things I kind of learned growing up. If you hide your dreams, you can protect them. Anyways, yes, I went to Lenny Wilkens basketball camp. Yes, I washed out, and it is true. Because of this, I never became famous or in the NBA. I guess there could have been a super bug that could have killed off enough people that I could have been in some bar in Boston playing mediocre ball in the streets. And now that all the people are dead, the NBA says, Dan, mostly everybody is dead. And it turns out that all you're practicing all these years stemming from Lenny Wilkens basketball camp makes you the next great NBA player. But it would require, I think, 99% of the human population to be killed. So I'm not really thinking that's a good thing, really. And that is the story of Lenny Wilkens basketball camp. I think the next one I'm going to do is the pine cone turkey and communism. I think that'll be the next story. But that was the story of Lenny Wilkens basketball camp. And believe me, I wish I'd gone. who knows? I could have been Eric Schmidt. I could have been the one getting NSA money to corrupt the reality and be terrible. So maybe God did me a favor. This is the thing. You got to look at these memories and say, maybe God was helping. Anywho, have a great day.